days. Rest of the story. Captain Underhill was a religious man, according to himself. Most folks took him at his word. In Captain Underhill's neighborhood, not many doors down, there lived a pleasant couple. The wife was young and beautiful, with a lively personality and a good sense of humor. The husband was rarely home during the day. I'm purposely withholding their names here, but at any rate, another of the captain's neighbors became suspicious, perhaps the prompting of Mrs. Underhill. One afternoon, the captain was followed to the home of the beautiful young married woman with a sense of humor. Underhill was observed going inside the house, and the door was heard to lock after being closed, and it remained closed for some while thereafter. By the time the captain emerged, there was no doubt in the snoopy neighbor's mind of what was going on in there, and yet Underhill was not confronted with his indiscretion. Anyway, not right away. That same secret observer continued to observe the captain. A predictable pattern was established. He, Underhill, returned to the young woman's house each day at the same time, departed each day just before the woman's husband came home. And finally, the captain was informed that which he thought he'd been hiding from the neighbors had in fact become a source of entertainment for them. And now guess how Captain Underhill explained himself. Now remember, he claimed to be a religious man. He said this beautiful young married woman had personal problems and that she needed his prayerful support, and he insisted that all of those hours that he spent in her house on those afternoons, the two had been praying together. You can imagine how that explanation went over, especially after another neighbor lady accused the captain of coming on to her while stating piously that he wanted only to share God's love. Well, later, this Underhill confessed. And he really did seem sorry for what he'd been doing. Instead, he might have used the excuse that he simply lived in a naughty neighborhood, because it really was. Boy, it was a patent place. Rampant adultery. Now listen to this. And otherwise sexual misbehavior among people of practically all ages. A lot of bigamy. A lot of bigamy. Men with more than one wife. Women with more than one husband. And there was extramarital group sex also. And there was wife beating in this Peyton Place community, and husband beating, and there was desertion, and there was divorce, and there was incest, and there was rape, and there was even the murder of newborn children who had been newborn out of wedlock. And dare I even mention Tom Granger. He gave a new dimension to the term animal husbandry. Tom Granger kept, and I shall not embellish this, 5 sheep and 2 goats and 2 calves and 1 cow and 1 horse and 1 turkey. But by those standards, Captain Underhill's indiscretion seems not to be so much after all. But then, as surely you never knew until this moment, it was a naughty neighborhood indeed. In and around Plymouth Colony. Among the not all that pure Puritans of New England more than 300 years ago. And now, you know the rest of the story.